Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
It's Thursday afternoon, and that means it's another opportunity to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us here on Hot 1027 with Hot Cares. And today we're talking about children, and specifically children who've been trafficked, children who've been abused, and other vulnerable children who've been let down by grown-ups. And we are in the south of Joburg, where we're talking to the Shema Safe House, and the house mother there is Catherine. Catherine, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
Good, thank you. So, Catherine, you guys have been going for 16 years now. Tell us a little bit about Shema and the work that you do, particularly with vulnerable children.
We opened Shema Safe House in 2009. And the reason being, we were doing actually the victim empowerment for the police station. And we saw like children, you know, was abandoned. So we decided to open Shema at that time.
I believe that you also work with children who've been trafficked.
Yes, we did have one when we first started as well. They come and go, you know, with the time limit. They come and they go. It all depends on where they come from.
Must be a particularly heartbreaking scenario where you're working with a child who's been trafficked. I mean, in most cases, they don't have any ID documents. We understand in some cases, the most extreme cases, they don't even have a name.
Yes, very, very difficult. It is quite heartbreaking because you get attached to the child, and then, you know, we had children that was abandoned, children that was just left in the pavement, and lost children when they come, drop off, and they go, and they come with no documents. They come with nothing.
And as a house mother, that must be very difficult for you because you need to apply for all sorts of grants and government assistance, but without documents, that must be impossible, right?
Impossible, because when they come with no birth certificates or no ID, we can't go and apply for them because of the situation they come with. Some of the children are very traumatized, and, you know, we have to deal with all the children that's sad, traumatized. The background that they come with is totally different. Each one have a story to tell.
How many kids do you have in your care, and what sort of ages?
At the moment, we have 12 children. The youngest is 3 years old, and the oldest is 14 years. And some of them, we grew them up from babies. We're trying to give them a chance in life. Education is the most important thing for them. So some of them come with no names, and then we have to give names to them, and then we sometimes use our surname for the kids.
Catherine, some of our listeners at Hot 1027 have told us that you guys are battling on the school fees front. Can you tell us a little bit about that battle?
Yeah, they were going to a school in Rosettenville. I couldn't afford the school fees for them, so we didn't pay for quite some time, and then the children was put out of school because of that. We are in the balance of 28,000 for the school fees, and this year we got a school for them. It's a private school, actually, and thank God, God answered our prayer that they are in the school. They're going to start on Monday.
And this new school that the kids will be starting in, you've managed to negotiate a reduced rate. So you've got quite a hefty discount to make it all a lot more manageable for you and these kids. Is that right?
Yes. They're actually charging us from $2,000 to $400 per child.
But obviously you guys could use a little bit of help from people who really care about the work that you do and understand that there's a need, sadly, for the work that you do.
Definitely. We do need that help.
Well, that's what Hot Cares is all about, Catherine, and Hot Cares likes to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us, and certainly the work that you do, we recognize, and it's fantastic what you do at Shema Safe House, and we want to do our little bit to help. So we're going to be covering that outstanding debt of 28,000 rand that you still owe for those school fees last year. But on top of that, we're going to fund the next 6 months of school fees for your kids. And we're going to throw in 5,000 rand for school uniforms. How does that sound?
Thank you so much. That's amazing. Really amazing. I appreciate all you do. Wow. I'm so grateful. Thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Catherine, all of that comes to about 50,000 rand, and that's thanks to the kindness of Hot 1027 listeners who appreciate you and the work that you do.
Wow. Amazing. I don't know how to thank you, people.
I just keep doing the work that you do, Catherine. and all the best.
Thanks so much.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.